Good evening and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter, for August the 25th, 2022, on a Thursday evening. This week's topic is Progress. There is no going back. Brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Dark Water Game Over, two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. If you feel led to plant a financial seed in our media ministry, please visit donate.eamedia.online or visit store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth on the air. Getting a good start here today, it looks like. Let's see. We got Anna. We got Joanne. I haven't had you up on in a while. I must be busy. And Eric and Marilyn and a few others are probably hiding in the background. So, a lot going on this evening. The topic is going to be progress because, you know, we were put on this earth we were put on this earth basically to procreate and raise sheep. And God never said go out and make, you know, stereo sets and iPhones and automobiles and burn up the world with the creations that make you godlike. You never anticipated we were going to become gods ourselves, which essentially is what a lot of people out there feel like they are. But progress is a fact of life. You know, that's like I say, that people talk about evolution. Some people say, well, there is no evolution. It was creation. Now, I believe in creation, but I also believe in evolution. I believe that the seed of all humanity, the seed of humans was created. And over time, things changed for the good, for the better, for the worse, but that's part of nature. That was built in. That's a system that's built in. And it was funny because a lot of the folks that pioneered in genetics and evolution, you know, finally realized that the birds in the Galapagos Islands, the ones that were separated from birds on the nearby islands, their beaks changed, their voices changed, their chirps changed because they were adapting to the other environment. That programming was already there. You know, you can't change the programming. You can change what part of that programming is used, but the DNA, well, parts of it can be modified, but the basic DNA is there from the start. In other words, a cat is always a cat. Dog is always a dog. I don't think any scientist has ever found in anywhere in the fossil record or anywhere on the planet that a dog has bred with a cat, or a human has bred with a gorilla or a donkey. You know, I just don't think it's ever happened. I mean, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. But progress is the slow change, or sometimes the fast change, of things that who we are, what we do, how we act. Progress can be political. It can be economic. It can be technological. And one who believes that progress should occur becomes a progressive. Now, when you think about it, you know, John F. Kennedy was a progressive. Even Ronald Reagan, to an extent, was a progressive. He had believed in some things with the communist nations some of the ideals were very unique. People that believe that we should get better, that we should improve, that we should prove not just ourselves, but our well-being, are progressives, whether you want to believe that or not. That's what a progressive is. So, you know, not all liberals are progressive. Some liberals are very, you know, when you look at this picture, I always tell people the progressives really are the conservatives. The progressives are the people that want to better themselves, better their fellow humans, better the world. And you see that more in conservatives than you see that in the liberals. To say the liberals, hi all, Sam. To say that all liberals are progressive is just not true. Now, is a progressive a socialist? No, not true. So what's the story? We're going to get into progress and progressives. We're going to see what the difference is, and we're going to see what the future should hold and what bad and good comes out of progressivism. So let's take an example. So get the horse and buggy back in the day. And all of a sudden, you know, they start getting these crazy machines that run on electricity and on steam and on gasoline that are riding down the roads, scaring away the horses. So everybody said, well, that's a bad technology. And in the wash, the original cars were steam engines. They were basically powered by wood, basically. And they ran on steam. Then they had, believe it or not, the next cars were electric, because electric cars were easy to build. And they realized very quickly that electric cars aren't going to work. Electric cars aren't going to work because there's no way to fuel them. You know, fueling a battery takes a long time. And they realized this in, 1900. It's a long time ago, folks. But no, it progressed. They said, well, because that's no good, well, guess what? Now we're going to burn gasoline, because gasoline is very efficient. And all you have to do is stick the gasoline in the car, fill it up and you're done. You're off and you're running. So we ended up with gasoline cars for many, many, many years. Progress went on. Simple cars that you and I could repair suddenly became automobiles that even mechanics couldn't repair any longer. And all of a sudden they're saying, you know what? The hell with it. We're not going to have all gasoline cars. We're going to have electric cars. You know, the electric car, we're going back, folks, to 1900. This is what the liberals call progress. This is the progressiveness of the liberals. We're going to go back. We're going to have electric cars because they don't pollute. Yeah, but they're no good either. We figured that out 120 years ago. You know, it's no good. So what's going to happen is they're going to come out with these electric cars. They're going to realize they're no damn good. And now we're going to find another solution to it. Not one member of Congress has spoken up about this. And it's the conservatives that need to speak up. You know, it's the conservatives that need to speak up. Charging electric vehicle. There's so many things. You know, the cost of charging electric vehicle. The charging is not even a problem. The cost is not a problem. I mean, cost is a problem. But when you're talking $5 a gallon, they're going to make gasoline $10 a gallon to get rid of these electric cars. That's not the problem. The problem is that it's not usable. You need something that's usable. So in other words, if you got a shaver, electric, you've got a manual shaver for men out there, for the ladies' legs or whatever, and you have to change the blades every day on the thing, and the blades cost $5 a piece. Is that usable? It's not. How's that usable? You can't afford it. It's not usable. You can't afford it, and it's not usable. You know, if the blades you got pinched you all the time, and you have to shave for 20 minutes to get a clean shave, it's not worth it. You know, I use an electric shaver because it goes bzz, 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 and you're done in like 10, 5 minutes. You're done because it's convenient. Now, the same holds true for electric cars. We as humans like to travel. I'm scared to even go traveling. It's not just the pandemic crap, but post pandemic, but I don't like to go traveling because I feel like, I'm scared because I'm going off cross country and I'm burning all this fuel that I shouldn't be burning. Plus, you got the cost of the fuel. But the point is that if I want to go someplace, I used to travel all over, and I just haven't traveled a lot lately, but I used to travel all over. But I like to go from point A to point B. And if I need gas, if I'm going to drive all day, I want to be able to stop in 10 minutes, be out of that place. I want to be gone. Right. Yeah. But if you look at the convenience factor, that's the real problem. The factor is when you're driving cross country, when you're taking a long trip, you can't sit for an hour and wait for your car to charge. You can't even sit for 20 minutes. If they expect you to sit for 10 minutes to charge a car, you may have to wait in line to get to that charger too. If they expect you to wait 10 minutes every time you need to charge your car up, when you could be in there with a gasoline filling that up in 2.5 minutes flat, that's just silly. It's not convenient. It doesn't work. They're going to come, they're going to realize this. That is not progressive. And that's not progress. That's reverting back to the days of yore. But this is stuff that's just totally stupid. Now, I guess you heard California has just banned gasoline cars by 2035. By 2035, there won't be a single gasoline car allowed legally to be sold in California. The only other country that's ever told their citizens that they can't have something that's a common product, that's useful, that's functional. There's only one other country in this entire planet that's ever done that. It's China. You know, I thought Dwight Eisenhower banned the Communist Party on August the 24th, 1954, when he said you cannot have a Communist Party in the United States of America. That's when Hollywood decided to take over the Democrat Party. What we're seeing today in the Democrat Party is flat out 100% communism. It's just ridiculous. Progress, and we look at progress. Let's look at electricity. Now, Joanne's saying, doesn't California purchase electricity from Colorado? Well, yeah, partially. I mean, there's Colorado. There's a few other states, but it's all from the states that are more inland. They don't have a lot of power plants of their own because they don't want to burn coal. Hey, there you go. They don't have the big rivers flowing. But again, it's a fact. Is it usable? Now you look at, you know, I talked last week about the farm tractors that they're making the farmers go out and forcing them to use electric tractors. They're trying to, and the farmers are revolting. They're saying you can't do it. You can't do that. You can't plow all day and reap your harvests all for, you know, 10 days straight when you have to stop and charge for 2 or 3 hours every 4 hours or whatever. Doesn't work. You know, we're losing progress is what I'm trying to get at. We have to look at what progress actually is. Is progress an iPhone? Is progress your Android phone that you have? Is progress that computer on your desktop? Yeah, massive die-off. That's absolutely right, Simon. Look at. I was thinking about music. I just think about music in general. You know, people these days don't understand the concepts of how things work. And you know what's funny? I'm going to tell you a funny story that I get involved in a lot of these technological groups. If you're on Facebook at all, you know, I recommend staying on Facebook even if you hate liberals, because there's a lot of good things on there that are usable besides the politics end of it. There's a lot of great science groups and technological groups. In fact, there's a great one with the new Webb telescope. There's a group that just brings up one of the NASA groups, just post pictures. But these groups are great because, you know, who I see on them? I talk about, you know, I do a lot for those who are new and don't know me real well. I'm an engineer by trade, and I get into a lot of crazy electrical electronics stuff and science experiments. And none of the kids these days, none of the adults, you know, everything, do a search. Here's a great one. Do a search on Google. Now we're talking progress. The way we get progress is for the youth and for us as adults to go on and invent things, design things. You know, it's crazy. It really is. When I go on these groups design things and they build things and whatnot, the only people on there are the Koreans and the Japanese. You know, the Koreans and the Japanese are really into technology, and there are a few others, some of the Indians from India, and a few others, but very few from the United States. The ones from the United States are stupid. They're coming on, and they just seem like they sound stupid and they sound crazy. You know, it's absolutely nuts. They don't know what they don't know anything. You know, people don't know how music is made. People don't understand music because now music doesn't really exist. It's virtual. And the crazy thing, music, pictures, everything that we are today. I mean, look at, you can look at a picture of Pablo Picasso from hundreds of years ago. You can look at stone carvings from tens of thousands of years ago. And they're really cool. There's the paintings from this civilization. What are we going to have left? You're going to be able to read a JPEG file in 50 years, 100 years? It's gone. Everything we got is going. You call that progress? You know, there's a lot of neat things that I learned about music that people don't know. And I love, you know, I come from the record days. I played records on my record player, and I learned about the old records. I have a Victrola. I love the thing. And I never realized that Victrolas had steel needles to play the records. And you're supposed to change the needle every time you play a record. Every time you play a record. Never understood why they used steel needles on what looked like a plastic disc. Well, it turns out it's not plastic. It was shellac. And the shellac actually had abrasive in it. So the record actually wore down. It actually acted like sandpaper and wore down the needle. So you didn't destroy the record. You destroy the needle instead. I never knew that. It's an interesting piece of knowledge. It's lost for most people. And the cool thing is that I could build a record player right now with scrap. I could build it with nothing. I could take scrap found out in the, and not even manufactured scrap, and build a record player and play a record right now without any electricity, without any manufactured parts. Could you do that with an iPhone? You know, Apple's not making the iPods anymore either. They want you to play everything on your phone. Did you ever take a phone apart? You know, you can't even replace a battery in a phone anymore. That's a crazy thing. They want us to be good to the environment. They want us to recycle into using. And yet you have to throw the phone out when the battery dies. Does that make any sense? You take a phone apart and you look at it. Now, as an engineer, I should know all of what's in these phones. When I look at a phone, I can't even see what's there. I can't even understand or comprehend that. Other than generically, it's unfixable, unusable, unmodifiable. Is that progress? And once you get to that point, are we ever going to go back to the old? I mean, the record players are coming back, believe it or not. I always tell a story about the record player. You talk about progress. You know, the music industry had it made with records when there wasn't any other way to listen to music. They really had it made. Think about it. You press a record, you listen to it. You can't steal it because you can't manufacture it on your own. You can only sell it, what you have, to someone else and then you lose it. It was the most secure, best method of copyright protection. Nobody steals the music. Nobody steals records. You can't make copies of a record. They tried doing it on cassettes, but cassettes sucked. Now you can put them in digital format. But it still doesn't have that warm sound of that record. It's the ideal media. And they decided that they want to make progress. They're going to have fake music. MP3s are fake, folks. They don't exist. Your music, your internet, all the knowledge in the entire world right now that's on electronic format doesn't exist. The click of a switch, a huge EMP, and all our knowledge is gone. All of it. I don't call that progress. I don't know about you, but that does not sound like progress to me. You know, I like to fix things. I like to play with things. I like electronics. I like to fool around with stuff. You can't even fix your car anymore. You can't put a new radio in your car because only one radio fits the car. The radio that came with it. Because the radio runs the car. That's progress, folks. You know, sometimes you have to think about the ramifications of what you're doing and what your ultimate plan is, because it's not a good plan. And it can be changed. You know, Sam has great thing about that anything can be changed at a whim. I mean, look at this. Look at the Photoshop. They have the deep, what they call the deep fakes. If you ever did deep fakes, deep fake is something that's so perfect that you wouldn't know that it was a fake. They can turn you, they can make you do or say anything you want with about a 20-second clip of you saying something. How can you live in reality? How can you know what's real and what's fake? This is our progress. Our progress is a fake society, a fake world, where these huge demagogues rule the world with delusions of grandeur, like they're the top dogs, the only people that exist. They're the slave owners. And we're the slaves. This is progress, folks. Progress is not a good thing. I don't know where it's headed. Some progress is good. Some is not. Look at the look at the light bulb. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. I got to give you a real quick. Just hang in there with it, because we have a really wonderful we have a really wonderful new sponsor. We had a MyPillow, of course, they're still with us. They're not gone yet, but we got a really great company called Patriot Shave. You can check them out, and a lot of really good products to look at. And there was a promo code with them too, the same promo code we have with the MyPillow of Eternal. So I'm going to post a link right here in the comments, and if you're interested, you go check them out. It's our new sponsor. The more sponsors we get, the longer we can stay online. So that's pretty cool. So I'm going to post this online. If anyone wants to check it out, feel free to do so. They're a wonderful company, and they're supporting our cause. And remember, promo code for all of our promos at this time is Eternal. So I'm going to post that in there for now, and you guys can have a look at that. Then we'll get back to our show here in just 1 minute. And there it is. There's my link. So, all right, we got a link. Go check it out, folks. Now, we are looking at what we consider a progress. What would you call a progressive? A progressive is someone that wants to see things change, allegedly for the better. Let's take, for example, healthcare. You know, healthcare is a big one. So now we'll look at the political aspects and societal aspects of progress. To me, you know, it seems that, you know, they're worried about this college tuition crap. They're paying off people's college tuitions, and it's the absolute most absurd thing. And you got, you know, these people got themselves into this. You didn't have to go to college. Lots of ways to get around college. Lots of great jobs. Start a business for yourself. You don't need college at all. Bill Gates didn't have college when he started his business. You know, there are people out there that are billionaires that never went to college, but they want us to pay for everybody else's college. That's socialism. That's not progress. That's not progressive. That's socialism. On the other hand, when you want to think about something like healthcare, healthcare is something we should look after. You know, even the Bible says to look after our fellow humans, to our fellow man. And I don't have a problem with healthcare, you know, if it's done right. You know, I believe that we should have a choice. You know, I believe that we should have a choice, not only for healthcare, but for things like Social Security. That's another socialist program. You know, I'm not even on Social Security. I despise it. I would not, you know, if I don't have to go on it, I'll never go on it. But it should be an option. You should have an option to fund your own retirement. You should have an option to fund your own healthcare. But I believe there should be programs in place. There should be social programs, not socialist, but social programs that are sponsored that take care of people who otherwise can't afford healthcare. Because healthcare, you know, if you deny someone the treatment they need when they're sick, I mean, just think about it. Think about how inhumane that is. Would you, you know, if there's a dog outside that's limping on two legs, was maybe run over by a car, who's not going to go out there, pick that dog up, take him to a vet? Foot the bill themselves. They have the money. You're not going to let it die on the street. Yet we do that with humans all the time. We do it with our vets. Folks, we do that with our vets. You know, we let them die. They commit suicide. They're out on the street. They're not getting their health care. Their health care sucks. Yeah, and Obamacare, that's a whole other thing. I'm not even going to get into that. If it's done right, see, that's not done right. Obama did it wrong. That's the problem, see? But progress would be to make our lives better, make it, you know, have some compassion for other human beings. Now, I'll tell you a funny story about compassion and about how bad people, here's two examples. So I ended up having to get a new refrigerator. You don't have to know all my worries, but I had to get a new refrigerator. I had a whole bunch of crap happen this summer. I had a new car. I had to get the car worked on. I had thousands and thousands of dollars of stuff. A roof had to be fixed. So I was a little behind on some of my bills. I've been catching up little by little. I've been watching them. So here's a tale of two different types of people. So the electric company, I'm gonna praise the electric company. I'm gonna tout both of them. I'm gonna actually say who they are. The PPL is our electric company out here. And I got 2 months behind on the electric bill. What did PPL do? So PPL sends me an email. They said, "Hi, we're so sorry. You're a little behind on your electric bill. Can you log in and make a payment?" I said, "Well," I looked at it. Let me log in and see what they want. Like, I didn't even know how much it was. I couldn't even look at it. So I logged in. I logged in to PPL, and on the PPL it says, "So are you going to pay the full amount, or if not, pay what you like." Literally, they said, "Pay what you like or what you can." I thought that was pretty cool. Now let's play devil's advocate, and the exact opposite as a gas company. Same 2 months. And I said, you know what? Because I know that they're bastards. So I went in the day that I know it was due. Because if it goes over that, but then 3 months and they get mad. So I put my thing in, and whatever it is, their system didn't catch it quite in time. They saw the payment went through, and they didn't credit it for me in time. So I called them up. They said, "We can't do anything about it. You're screwed." Literally, that's what they told me. "You basically, we can't do anything about it for 1 day." "Oh, you're not on the budget plan anymore. Now you got to pay day by, you know, month by month when the middle of winter is coming up." See, there's a difference between two things. You have compassion. Now, I think progress involves compassion too. We need to become more human. See, we're becoming less and less human every day. And the progressives are the worst. The liberals are the worst. They call themselves progressives. They hate us. They hate all human beings. They hate the environment. They hate progress. They're taught to hate progress at a young age in school. They're taught to hate progress by the mainstream media. They're taught to hate compassion by the mainstream media. They're taught to single-mindedly point at what they want. Yeah, regressive. That's it, Sam. Or you call them regressives. That's what we got to start calling them. And, you know, we talk about progressive things. So the big thing, I really like this one. When you look at this college tuition, and it goes for all the programs that they come out with. They gear these, they're so smart. You know, this college thing was strictly a ploy for the conservatives to lose the elections in the fall. That's all it is. It helps virtually no one. There's a few people out there it helps. But when you look at the restrictions on who it helps, first of all, it only helps the federal Pell Grants. People have federal Pell Grants. And it only helps within a certain income range. The same thing, it was the same thing with Obamacare. You know, nothing should be means tested, seriously. And they even use the words means tested. They're talking about another program they're looking at. It's going to be means tested. Isn't there inequality? Aren't we supposed to like all be equal? Just because you're rich doesn't mean you don't deserve the same break everybody else is getting. The problem is that the poorest of the poor get left out because they have all the subsidies from the state and federal agencies. The rich get, you know, the fairly rich, what you call rich, get left out because they're rich. And that little narrow gap is called a donut hole. Those people get nothing. The majority of hard workers get nothing. And you know what's funny? Biden said, you know, the school loans affect the minorities, the inner city, the black, the Hispanic, the most because they're the poorest. The problem is they don't go to college. The problem is they don't go to college. Let's get them to college, but they don't go now. So you're going to give money back to people that aren't going to college to begin with. I mean, they said this. That's all they care about is the poor black and Hispanics in the inner city. I don't have a problem with them caring about it, but don't act like they're the ones that are getting these huge college loans. They're not. don't act like they're the ones that are not getting the health care. They're the ones that got Medicare and are getting their medical care for free. I got to pay $10,000 a year for medical care. Don't tell me about that. You know, they always put it, it's the poor, black, Hispanics, they've been beat on and this. And no, they haven't. I'm sorry. They got a mouth, speak up. They want something, speak up. They got the power to do that. And I know some black people, I know some Hispanics that are absolute brilliant people that have made a great life for themselves because they got up out of that inner city. They walked away from it. They walked away with a dime in their pocket, left the inner city and went to the rural areas and made a life for themselves. You can do it. Don't make me pay for that. I don't know about you, unless you guys want to pay for that. I don't want to pay for it. Oh my goodness, we're out of time, folks. This is crazy. It's the night goes so fast. I enjoy this. I hope you guys do too. If you want to hear anything in particular, just post it on the notes in the podcast here or anything, and you know I'll keep an eye on that. We're looking for topics every week. There's so many topics right now. It's insane. And elections coming up. Don't vote for any of the liberals. Don't vote for the quote progressives because they're not progressive. Vote for people that will support our cause, that will support our beliefs, that will support our next generation, the children that have died in the womb, for instance, and those who are suffering and who need the help that are not getting it because they're considered not inner city, poor black Hispanics. Yes. Student loan debt. Yep. Spend years behind. Yeah. You know, and student loan debt's ridiculous. Yeah, you spend your whole life paying off your student loans and you could get a job. You know, my son doesn't have college. My son makes more than I do. He makes more than a lot of people do. And he's a mechanic and he did it all on his own. So it can be done. Anyway, we got to go, folks. God, I love it. I wish I could go on it forever. If you missed the beginning of the show, feel free to, you know, it'll be posted within an hour. Go back and then check the beginning out. Thank you, Marilyn, and thank you for all the comments, Eric. We got to go. We're going to see you again next week, every Thursday evening. Bring your friends along. Bring as many people as you can. We got to educate some folks. You got to tell your friends about this. We got to make this a huge success because it's our last stronghold. It's the last thing we can do to bring ourselves back. God bless everyone. We'll see you again same time next week. Tell your friends about us and. We'll see everybody with a new topic. God knows there's only enough of them coming up every week. God bless everyone. Have a good evening. Good night, everybody. Thanks for stopping by tonight. See you next week.